Civil union. A civil union, also known as a civil partnership, is a legally recognized arrangement similar to marriage, created primarily as a means to provide recognition in law for same-sex couples. Civil unions grant some or all of the rights of marriage, with child adoption being a common exception, and the title itself. Civil unions under one name or another have been established by law in several, mostly developed, countries in order to provide legal recognition of relationships formed by unmarried same-sex couples and to afford them rights, benefits, tax breaks, and responsibilities similar or identical to those of legally married couples. In 1989, Denmark was the first country to legalize civil unions for same-sex couples. However, most other developed democracies did not begin establishing civil unions until the 1990s or early 2000s, often developing them from less formal domestic partnerships. While civil unions are often established for both opposite-sex couples and same-sex couples, in a number of countries they are available to same-sex couples only. In Brazil, civil unions were first created for opposite-sex couples in 2002, and then expanded to include same-sex couples through a Supreme Court ruling in 2011. In the majority of countries that establish same-sex civil unions, they have since been either supplemented or replaced by same-sex marriage. Civil unions are viewed by LGBT rights campaigners as a first step towards establishing same-sex marriage, as civil unions are viewed by supporters of LGBT rights as a separate but equal or second-class status. Many jurisdictions with civil unions recognize foreign unions if those are essentially equivalent to their own. For example, the United Kingdom lists equivalent unions in the Civil Partnership Act 2004 Schedule 20. The marriages of same-sex couples performed abroad may be recognized as civil unions in jurisdictions that only have the latter. Overview and terminology. The terms used to designate civil unions are not standardized, and vary widely from country to country. Government-sanctioned relationships that may be similar or equivalent to civil unions include civil partnerships, registered partnerships, domestic partnerships, significant relationships, reciprocal beneficiary relationships, common law marriage, adult interdependent relationships, life partnerships, stable unions, civil solidarity pacts, and so on. The exact level of rights, benefits, obligations, and responsibilities also varies, depending on the laws of a particular country. Some jurisdictions allow same-sex couples to adopt, while others forbid them to do so, or allow adoption only in specified circumstances. In the United States, the term civil union was introduced in the state of Vermont in 2000 to connote a status equivalent to marriage for same-sex couples. It was chosen by the state's legislators in preference to phrases such as domestic partner relationship or civil accord. Domestic partnership, offered by some states, counties, cities, and employers since as early as 1985, has generally connoted a lesser status with fewer benefits. However, the legislatures of the West Coast states of California, Oregon, and Washington have preferred the term domestic partnership for enactments similar or equivalent to civil union laws in East Coast states. Civil unions are not seen as a replacement for marriage by many in the LGBT community. Marriage in the United States is a civil union, but a civil union, as it has come to be called, is not marriage, said Evan Wolfson of Freedom to Marry. It is a proposed hypothetical legal mechanism, since it doesn't exist in most places, to give some of the protections but also withhold something precious from gay people. There's no good reason to do that. However, some opponents of same-sex marriage claim that civil unions rob marriage of its unique status. Randy Thomason, executive director of the Campaign for California Families, calls civil unions homosexual marriage by another name and contends that civil unions provide same-sex couples all the rights of marriage available under state law. The California Supreme Court, in the In Re Marriage Cases decision, noted 9 differences in state law. Civil unions are commonly criticized as being separate but equal. Critics such as former New Zealand MP and feminist Marilyn Waring note that same-sex couples remain excluded from the right to marry and are forced to use a separate institution. Supporters of same-sex marriage contend that treating same-sex couples differently from other couples under the law allows for inferior treatment, and that if civil unions were the same as marriage, there would be no reason for 2 separate laws. A New Jersey commission which reviewed the state civil union law reported that the law invites and encourages unequal treatment of same-sex couples and their children. Some have suggested that creating civil unions which are open to opposite-sex couples would avoid the accusations of apartheid. Proponents of civil unions say that they provide practical equality for same-sex couples and solve the problems over areas such as hospital visitation rights and transfer of property caused by lack of legal recognition. Proponents also say that creating civil unions is a more pragmatic way to ensure that same-sex couples have legal rights, as it avoids the more controversial issues surrounding marriage and the claim that the term has a religious source. Many supporters of same-sex marriage state that the word marriage matters and that the term civil union, and its equivalents, do not convey the emotional meaning or bring the respect that comes with marriage. Former U.S. Solicitor General and attorney in the Perry v. Schwarzenegger case Theodore Olson said that recognizing same-sex couples under the term domestic partnership stigmatizes gay people's relationships, treating them as if they were something akin to a commercial venture, not a loving union. Many also contend that the fact that civil unions are often not understood can cause difficulty for same-sex couples in emergency situations. United States. The first civil unions in the United States were offered by the state of Vermont in 2000. The federal government does not recognize these unions. By the end of 2006, Connecticut and New Jersey had also enacted civil union laws. New Hampshire followed in 2007. Furthermore, California's domestic partnership law had been expanded to the point that it became practically a civil union law as well. The same might be said for domestic partnership in the District of Columbia, domestic partnership in Washington, and domestic partnership in Oregon. Jurisdictions in the U.S. that offer civil unions or domestic partnerships granting nearly all of the state-recognized rights of marriage to same-sex couples include: domestic partnership in California, 2000, expanded over time. Domestic partnership in the District of Columbia, 1992 law implemented, 2002 became effective, expanded over time. Civil union in Hawaii, 2012. Civil union in Illinois, 2011. Domestic partnership in Nevada, 2009. Civil union in New Jersey, 2007. Domestic partnership in Oregon, 2008. Civil union in Rhode Island, 2011. Domestic partnership in Washington State, 2007, expanded over time. States in the U.S. with domestic partnerships or similar status granting some of the rights of marriage include: designated beneficiary agreement in Colorado, 2009. Reciprocal beneficiary relationship in Hawaii, 1997. Domestic partnership in Maine, 2004. Since October 2014, all states that provide for civil unions, domestic partnerships, or similar arrangements between same-sex partners also allow same-sex partners to legally wed. Arizona. In 2013, Bisbee became the first city in Arizona to legalize civil unions for same-sex couples. After its passage, the state's attorney general, Tom Horn, threatened to challenge the law in court, arguing that it violated the state's constitution. However, the attorney general agreed to withdraw the challenge after Bisbee amended the law, and the civil union ordinance was approved. Following Bisbee, also in 2013, Tucson became the second municipality to legalize civil unions. Jerome followed in the same year. Also in 2013, Clarkdale and Cottonwood were the next cities in the Verde Valley to pass civil unions. A measure to allow civil unions failed in Camp Verde by a split 3-3 vote in the city council, making it the only city in the Verde Valley to not have passed the bill. Sedona passed civil unions in September 2013. The city of Tempe considered legal advice about a civil union ordinance, but it did not pass a bill. After the legalization of same-sex marriage in Arizona, civil unions may continue to be registered in the cities that had legalized the ordinances. California. In California, where domestic partnership, DP, has been available to same-sex and certain opposite-sex couples since 2000, a wholesale revision of the law in 2005 made it substantially equivalent to marriage at the state level. In 2007, the legislature took a further step when it required same-sex DP couples to file state income taxes jointly. Couples must continue to file federal taxes as individuals. In the May 2008 in remarriage cases decision, the state Supreme Court noted 9 differences between domestic partnerships and same-sex marriage in state law, including a cohabitation requirement for domestic partners, access to CalPERS long-term care insurance, but not CalPERS in general, and the lack of an equivalent to California's confidential marriage institution. The cohabitation requirement was dropped on January 1, 2012, and a confidential option for domestic partners became available the same day. Colorado. A bill to establish civil unions for same-sex and opposite-sex couples passed both chambers of the Colorado legislature and was signed into law by Governor John Hickenlooper. Civil unions began on May 1, 2013.